If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
It's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, episode 2428. And I'm Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Friday, and welcome to another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily, where I answer your health questions related to fitness, diet and nutrition, and lots more. You send in the questions, and I answer them for you. And if you do send one in, and you're in the U.S., we'll mail you a copy of our hardcover workbook. If you're outside of the U.S., we'll email you a PDF version. So what's the easiest way to send in a question? Just email it to health@oldpodcast.com. And with that, let's hear today's question as we optimize your life. Today's question came via email. Megan from South Africa writes, "Hi, Dr. Neil. What a privilege to be emailing you. You and your brother Justin have started my day every morning since I was 18. I remember coming across the podcast and just immediately subscribing to all of the shows. My question today is in relation to the supplement ashwagandha. My partner has been taking it for a little over 2 years now, and I've noticed changes in how he relates to me. Before he took it, he was very affectionate, prioritized quality time with me, and wanted a big family with me. Over time, he has slowly become more withdrawn, rejects me, and treats me like a friend. He said he knows a side effect of ashwagandha supplementation is that it makes people emotionless. But I can't find any research or evidence on how this is a negative side effect. Do you have any advice with how to deal with this situation?" Thank you so much for taking the time to send in your question, Megan. And thank you for your kind words and for being such a dedicated listener to all of the shows in the OLD network. I'm really sorry to hear about what you and your partner have been experiencing. I will do my best to explain whether supplementing with ashwagandha may be part of the reason your partner may be experiencing some of these symptoms. But first, I'll start at the beginning and explain what ashwagandha actually is. So ashwagandha is an herb that's native to India and Nepal. The herb is believed to help reduce the effects of stress on the body. These types of herbs are sometimes called adaptogens. And the term adaptogen basically means that the product contains compounds that help the body adapt to stress. It's believed in ashwagandha specifically, compounds called withanolides are responsible for these stress-adapting effects. But ashwagandha is also thought to help with reducing feelings of anxiety. Now the question is, does supplementing with ashwagandha actually do any of these things? According to ConsumerLab.com, when it comes to helping with anxiety, a bunch of small studies have found that supplementing with ashwagandha did help reduce anxiety. There were some other interesting findings from other studies too, like supplementing with ashwagandha was also found to help with improving cognition, or basically our brain's ability to think clearly and process information. It's even been found to help improve exercise performance too. But when it comes to reducing stressful feelings, the results weren't as promising. Most studies found no change in reported stress levels when study participants supplemented with ashwagandha. So, it does seem as though supplementing with ashwagandha may help reduce feelings of anxiety and even help improve exercise performance. So how much do we need to supplement with and how often to experience these benefits? Again, according to ConsumerLab.com, one of the most important things to look for when buying an ashwagandha supplement is how many milligrams of actual withanolides they have. Remember, with analydes are compounds within ashwagandha that are believed to help with all of these wonderful benefits. So Consumer Lab recommends finding a supplement that has 0.3 to 1.5% with analydes. There are ashwagandha root extracts that have with analydes within this range. So back to your question, Megan, is it possible that supplementing with ashwagandha could lead to any side effects? Megan, you were worried that your partner may be experiencing a lack of emotion, what's sometimes called a flat affect, and that this is unusual for him. There have been some reported side effects of taking ashwagandha as a supplement, like headache, feeling more tired than usual, low blood sugar levels, an upset stomach, and it could mess with thyroid hormones too. But I should mention that these were based on studies that lasted only a few months. Since your partner has been supplementing with ashwagandha for 2 years, it's hard to know whether what they are experiencing is typical or not. Either way, some of these side effects could potentially explain the lack of emotions your partner is experiencing. Fatigue, low blood sugar levels, messing with thyroid hormones could result in a flat affect. All right, so where does this leave us? My recommendation would be to gently ask your partner to schedule a visit with their doctor to discuss these symptoms. Remind your partner that you care about them. If they are comfortable having you going along with them to the doctor's appointment, that may be helpful. That way, you may be able to help explain your partner's symptoms from your perspective too. The doctor will probably want to run some tests like drawing blood to make sure everything looks normal. And the doctor will also be able to ask some specific follow-up questions that may help get to the root of what's going on and provide more specific recommendations than what I can give here. And I do truly wish you and your partner all the best, Megan. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
And again, thank you so much for listening and sending in your question. If you want to send in a question to be answered right here on the show and get a copy of our workbook, you can email one to health@oldpodcast.com. Or if you want to hear your own voice on the podcast, just come by oldpodcast.com/ask. Right on that page, you can record your question straight from your computer's microphone. It's really easy. You can even play back your message and delete and do retakes before sending it in. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and call in your question. The number is 1-61-I-LOVE-OHD. That's 1-614-568-3643. Thank you so much in advance for sending me your questions. Answering them is my favorite part of the show. All right, that's another Q&A edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening every day and all the way through. I hope you have a great start to your weekend, and I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.